Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, toughmantri.com, by VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop, by Polar, blood, sweat, and damage, by CaliforniaTriathlon.org. They have five great 2019 race options, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we sent out 2,806 grants in 2018, totaling $4.3 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out interviews for Babbittville on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. And speaking of Challenged Athletes Foundation, one of our longtime supporters, Mr. Seton Claggett, joins us from Tri Sports Racing. Seton, how you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Bob.
Very cool. Well, one of the events that is very intriguing, your Deuces Wild Festival, Endurance Festival, that's coming up on June 8th, June 9th. And talk a little bit about that. Well, you're talking like 15 events over 2 days?
Yeah, 15 events, 2 days. It is definitely a festival. The race, we founded the race, it'll be 16 years ago. We founded the race out of joy of giving back to multi-sport athletes, we'll put it that way. So we didn't feel there were a lot of great races going on in Arizona 16 years ago, and we wanted to put something on and give back to the community. So we started up the race, the 501c3 nonprofit, and right out of the gate, we partnered with the Challenge Athletes Foundation to be one of our primary beneficiaries.
And what connected you originally with CAF?
That's a great question.
that's why I do this.
It was so long ago. Somehow, I don't know how we ended up there. We ended up at the
Tri Challenge.
The Tri Challenge, and we just fell in love with the organization. I don't know what other way to put it, but it was pretty funny though, because I was used to be in good shape, and and I remember going to my first Tri Challenge. I'm like, all right, it's like, you know, like it was basically a half Ironman,
right?
You know, half distance, and I'm like, all right, I'm here to race. And then, like, it started dawning on me pretty quick. It's a completely different monster, in a good way. And then I found myself going toe-to-toe with Emilio DeSoto and One Arm Willie.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you're racing a guy without an arm, and you're going, huh, this is a little different.
Yeah, and by the way, I'd never raced that guy before. And let me tell you, if you beat him off the bike, you better beat him off by a hell of a lot.
He's a great runner.
He'll run you down. Yeah, so anyway, needless to say, he ran me down. But that was the first time. Like, I went to race, and after that, it was a different game. And for many, many, many years, I've gone and raced and sent many employees there and brought friends and family. And it's just a great time and get a time to spend. Just good quality time.
Love it. So we've got Deuce Man Long Course, Olympic Sprint, Aqua Bike, plus you're doing half marathon, 10K, 5K, 8K trail run. I mean, this is a three-ring circus. How are you keeping this under control?
Well, yeah. So we have a wonderful crew. And so kind of the story behind the race, We founded the race, and then in 2013, we decided to sell the race. And unfortunately, the lady we sold it to, it wasn't in good hands, we'll put it that way.
Right.
And she was with a business partner, and we helped through that first year. And then the second year, we actually went and raced. And it was interesting racing because here's the baby that you've built, and you know exactly how everything's supposed to work to the T, and you just see the race falling apart in front of your face, and it's like, oh, this is not going well. And so that was miserable. And then after the race, we literally had people coming up to Debbie and I. Debbie's my wife, and she's the race director, literally coming up to us crying, literally crying, begging us to take it back. And I'm like, gosh, dang it. We just got rid of this thing. But so we took it back. And the great thing that came out of that was several people raced that year were just mortified by the production. You know, they knew what it was, and they knew what happened that one year. And so several of these people came to us and were like, we want to help. And so that's our crew now, are people that never want to see that happen again. And so we've had it the whole time except for, I'll call it one and a half events, mainly that big one that was a flood in 14. But so we have this great crew, and we just work really well as a team. We're, you know, all of us we have real world jobs. We're all professionals. You know, there's doctors and lawyers and nurses and teachers and, you know, and we all come together and just put on a great race. So, but like you said, it's 15 races in 2 days, and we're working with Xterra to maybe add race number 16 to the docket, which would, well, I'll tell you what it is, because it's never, to my knowledge, it's never been done in the triathlon world. It's going to be a nighttime Xterra.
Nighttime? Under lights?
Nighttime.
Or you will use your own lights?
You bring your own lights. It's nighttime Xterra. Yeah.
That's a hell of a concept. And now, is it a technical mountain bike or pretty mellow?
Well, if you're a mountain biker, it's fairly mellow. But if you're a triathlete on a mountain bike,
you better get some curb feelers. You better get some training wheels. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's riding at night, and so, you know, if you haven't ridden at night before, it's its own beast. But we're setting up parameters this first year to do it. Like, we're going to have, it's invite only. You had to have done our race at least once, and you had to have done it under a certain time threshold, which is to be determined. So, but regardless, when we were setting up last year, we realized on that Thursday night, because we get up there on Tuesday, that Thursday night just kind of worked well with our schedule. So it's a weird day. It's a weird time for race. It's going to be a Thursday night.
Love it.
Yeah, and so basically you can come up Thursday night, you could race. Friday you can chill up, you know, we're up in the mountains, chill out, relax, do your pack and pick up for your other races. And then Saturday you can race, Sunday you can race, so it'll be cool.
So where exactly, I know it's White Mountains, but where the heck are the White Mountains?
Yeah, so for the people on the East Coast, there's the White Mountains on the East Coast. Well, there's White Mountains in Arizona too. And so White Mountains are on the eastern side of Arizona, and most people have differing thoughts in their minds of what Arizona is. Most people think maybe the Grand Canyon and maybe of the desert, you know, the Sonoran Desert with saguaros and stuff. But Arizona has a lot of mountains and a lot of pine trees. Actually, Arizona has the biggest spans of ponderosa pine trees in the world.
Wow. Had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, no, most people didn't know that. And we have so many ponderosa pine trees. We've had a couple forest fires over the last decade that have combined burned over 1.1 million acres.
Oh, my God.
And we still have the largest stand of ponderosa pine trees.
So there's a lot. You got.
There's
cool.
A lot.
So it's a bit.
So, yeah, the race, yeah. The race is at elevation. So it's one of few races where people in the Denver area can come up to race.
It's, oh, my God. How high is it?
It's at 6,300 feet.
Whoa.
So it's not super high, but it's up there.
It's enough to get you a little winded in the swim.
Yeah. Everybody always asks what my advice is for the race, and the answer is the same every time. Go really easy in the swim.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, I typically manage the swim course, and I'm out there on the boat, and we pull a lot of people out of that swim, you know.
Yeah,
not
Not because 20, of cold water, but because they go too hard and they're hyperventilating.
Exactly. 2 years ago, I pulled, in one boat pull, I pulled, I think it was five people out at once on one line.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, you know, the great thing is we have a ton of lifeguards. We partner with the city. I've done hundreds of triathlons in my career, and I've never, ever, ever seen so many lifeguards on one swim course.
Wow.
So it's really safe. We've got a lot of people out there. So the big thing is go just chill and go easy in the swim.
So in terms of the, you have both on-road and off-road. In terms of the on-road, is it a lot of climbing there too?
It's actually not that much climbing. There's some hills, and if you don't like riding hills, I guess there's hills. But it's a pretty fast course.
Cool.
I don't know offhand what the course record is off the half distance bike, but I think it's around a 2 hour bike split.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah, it's fast. And so, there's one I'd call a challenging hill that's toward the end of the bike course. But the big thing up there can be the wind. And so the morning you start out, there's no wind. And as the day goes on, it gets windy. I used to train up there for Kona because of the wind. So.
Right.
Yeah, you can get a little windy. It's challenging, like any race. It's challenging.
Of course, they're all. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The run is the run on road, off road, or just depending on what event you're doing.
It's mixed trail on the run for the road races. The lake we use has a really awesome, like a crushed granite type
Ooh, that's
trail
nice.
That goes around it. We
yeah.
utilize that, which is really fun to run on. And then you work your way to the campground, so it's cool because people are camping there, cheering you on, and it's kind of wildflower-ish, you know.
Yeah.
And then, and then you're on the road. So.
Do most people camp? Is it more like a Woodstock-ish type of thing?
A lot of people camp. The problem is the campground is really big, but it's really popular, and so camping sells out in right when it opens.
Wow.
So. Camping's already sold out. For that.
Camping's already sold out, and not just necessarily for the race, but for the fact that people go up there just for a weekend.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure camping's sold out.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's sold out. Debbie just verified it's sold out.
Sold out. Okay. And you also do a bunch of stuff with kids.
That's right. Yeah. So we have kids races. They're all triathlons, and they're different distances. So we are extremely kid friendly, and that's kind of the whole point. You know, when I looked at this race, I'm kind of going off tangent here, but when I looked at this race from a holistic perspective of like, why do I do this race? You know, and I was looking back after this year's race at pictures over 16 years, and I've seen these kids grow up at our race.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
They went from little kids to, you know, little adults, and it's really special. You know, these kids are now, they now help us put on the race. And so that's kind of neat. And so anyway, so we have three kids triathlons of varying distances. You know, the little kids, they swim, I think it's 50 yards. I mean, it's, which in a lake is, it doesn't even seem like 50 yards.
I like that. I want to sign up for that.
We support the parents being in the water with them and being active in the race with them. So it's just a real family affair, and that happens Saturday afternoon. So after all the road races are done on Saturday, once they're done, we turn around real quick and we have the kids races.
Love that. And so when you're doing the nighttime thing on Thursday night, you know, it's funny too, because some of the most popular stuff we do with Tri Club of San Diego, we do our aquathons down at La Jolla Shores on Thursday nights, like the third Thursday night, we'll get 200+. Sometimes we've had as many as 300. I mean, people are going to train anyways. So now you're giving them an opportunity to train and race and train at the same time. I think we'll probably start seeing more and more weeknight type of things where you don't have to block off roads. when you can do things like this.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little different because, I mean, this is travel, you know.
Right, destination, yeah.
Yeah, it's destination. I mean, we're 3.5 hours from Phoenix. We're 3.5 hours from Tucson. We're 3 hours from Albuquerque. So you're coming to race.
Right, yeah.
So we'll just show, unfortunately, just show up.
And then on that, so for the Thursday night for the Xterra, is that what type of distance is?
Well, that's to be determined. Once again, we're still waiting for the green flag.
Gotcha.
From Xterra, but it'll be like a sprint.
Good.
It won't be as long as our Xterra on Sunday. It's going to be more a much shorter. It'll be about half the distance. Ish.
Like it.
This first year, mainly because, you know, this is legit in the forest, you know,
right.
And there's animals out there. a couple of years ago, I was going out on the course the morning of, I go to this high point on one. We actually have two different bike courses we use now. But one of our main course, I was out there and I go out and there were fresh mountain lion tracks on the trail, like fresh, like the mountain lion must have been watching me walk. And, but I've seen bear out there. I've seen plenty of elk. One year, we had a racer, Chris Brown, who is the national sales manager at QR. He was racing and an elk jumped over him.
An elk jumped over him. Was he on the bike?
Yeah.
Running?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on a bike.
Yeah. He's on a bike. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That as well.
Yeah. So my point is, this first year is just, you know, I you probably know better than me. I don't know of any nighttime Xterra triathlons that have ever been done.
I don't think so. I've never heard of one. I mean, you think about it, you're talking about putting people in the water in the dark.
It's going to be totally awesome.
Yeah, right. You know, I'm sure lifeguards are going, wait, you're doing what?
Yeah.
Fluorescent totally swim caps.
Yeah, they're going to have low sticks on them, and the swim is going to be, it won't be our standard swim course. That's one of the modifications. It's going to be across the lake and back swim course. So it'll be cool.
Wow, across the lake and back.
Yeah.
You're going to be starting something new here, bud. All of a sudden, nighttime racing. I like
it. Well, we have, you know, here in Tucson, we have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, 24-hour mountain bike race. It's been going on basically since we started our race. I think they're probably on their same 16th year or so as us, maybe 20th right now. But it's the 24 Hours in the Old Pueblo. And the race this year, there's a couple thousand people that do it. The race sells out. I think this year it sold out in 45 minutes.
Wow.
It's a really, really big deal here. You know, everybody comes and races, you know, Incapi, Armstrong, all those guys come out now and do it. Yeah. So nighttime racing in Arizona is the thing.
So as somebody who's been putting on events for as long as you have, how has all this changed? I mean, obviously we're still in the sport of triathlon. Back in the day, we had triathlon, we had cycling, we had mountain biking, we had running. Now there's, you got Color Run, you've got Tough Mudder, Spartan Race, Warrior Dash. You got so many different options in what I call the endurance sports and endurance entertainment marketplace. How has the sport changed, and how does triathlon stay relevant?
The biggest thing that's changed on the sport is just, in my opinion, is safety training on the bike. Period. That's one of the hands down biggest things. People always ask me, well, what's going on with cycling? And I tell them the same thing every time. I'm like, I'll tell you what's going on with cycling. Two things. Well, it's three things. Cell phones, Facebook, and Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Those three things. Those three things just put a dagger into cycling in general. You know, and the Lance thing, obviously that was a temporary thing, a long temporary thing. But as we move forward, you know, I mean, how many times do you have to go onto Facebook to see another friend that was
hit by a car? I know.
You know, and so the biggest thing is for communities to get on board and fix things. You know, here in Tucson, they've worked literally 20 years on this, but we have a loop that goes around this town with, it's 53 miles paved, almost zero cars. There's only 1 mile with traffic.
Wow. That's huge.
That's really huge, yeah.
And you cross just a couple roads. It's amazing. But so I think that's what's changed with triathlon. I think, you know, there's just so much variety out there now. And so moving forward, what triathlon has to focus on is community.
Totally. Yep.
Period. It's community. Up until last year, we were the Deuces Wild Triathlon Festival. And last year, I changed the name to the Deuces Wild Endurance Festival. And that's why we have so many events. Because if you come to a triathlon, if my wife's doing a triathlon, and I don't do triathlons, but, you know, I'd run with the dog or whatever, well, it'd be nice to go and run a 5K.
Right. As long as you're going.
As long as I'm going, and that's what we see now. Is a lot of people. You'll see dual signups. You'll see the husband sign up for a tri, and the wife sign up for the half marathon or something, which is cool. And so, and another thing we added this year, Bob.
Yeah.
By the way, is earth shattering. The triathlon world champion, triathlon club and team world championships.
Oh, okay. So club championships.
Yes. World championship.
Like it.
World champion. Yeah. If you bring your club and team and you go on our website, this is Wild Festival, and there's clubs and there's teams. We differentiate between clubs and teams. Clubs, that's when you go and you kind of train together and you like to drink beer. That's club.
That's me, yeah.
Train, you're just there to kick ass and take names.
You're going fast. And you're part of a team, but you're not. You don't mean relay team. You mean a team, you're all doing it individually.
We divide them into two divisions, so you're not racing each other. So teams are scored based on time, and clubs are scored based on participation.
As well, it should be, because that's the whole idea: getting new people out there to try to sport. I mean, you and I both know very few people come out and do this and go, "I didn't like it. I'll never come back." I mean, once we get them with a number on, once they taste that finish line and get their medal and their beer, they're in. They're part of our world. So then we just need to get more people having that experience. I'm glad you guys took this event back, because obviously it probably would have gone away if you hadn't.
I would venture to say it probably would have gone away.
Love it. Hey, Seton, one, thank you and Debbie for all your support of CAF. And more importantly, thank you for this event. This event's going to be awesome. DeucesWildFestival.com. We're talking 15 events over 2 days, June 8th, June 9th, in beautiful Arizona. And out of most people, is there like a host hotel or just a bunch of hotels in the region? What do you recommend for people?
There's a whole bunch of hotels up there. A lot of great VRBOs up there. You know, cabins, tons of cabins, and it's pretty easy, pretty chill town.
Love it. Perfect. Good place. Seton, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate again all the support.
Bob, thank you, and thank you for everything you do for the sport.
Thank you, brother. Again, we are brought to you by Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix, by Polar Blood, Sweat, and Data, CaliforniaTriathlon.org, 5 great 2019 races, including Viking Dash Trail Run LA on April 7th. Challenged Athlete Foundation. We sent out 2,806 grants this last year, totaling $4.3 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. You can help out at challengedathletes.org. Check out any of our interviews, Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.